Yesterday, a White House advisor, Dan Pfeiffer, was sending out a tweet because, you know, in these businesses now, you have to tweet all the time. And he was sending out a tweet with the word bigger in it. He accidentally had a typo. Instead of bigger, it was a different word. Take out the B, put in an N. Kind of ironic since he works for the first African-American president of this country. And he's also Obama's senior communications advisor.
Yeah, you might want to do a little spell check on those tweets before you actually send them.
Whoops. So, of course, it was taken down almost immediately. And he did apologize by calling it a horrendous typo. Yeah, I think so, Dan.
According to a new survey, 64% of women claim they can't afford to keep up with the latest fashion trends, and 41% have to resort to hitting the sales racks. There's no shame in this, ladies. But apparently not all women let their lack of fun stop them from getting the clothes they want, because 19% admit they've intentionally damaged an item just to get a discount on it. The survey also found that the average woman spends $85 a month on clothing for herself, but to stay fashionable, women say they'd have to spend about $100 more than that.
Wow. New survey finds 14% of men are more body conscious than their wives or girlfriends and actually spend more time to get ready for themselves, ready for a vacation. Survey also found that 9% of men have canceled a vacation because they just didn't think they were going to look good enough to go on vacation.
All makes sense now. On Saturday, there was a guy named Bob Michaels. He was on his way to Disneyland when he saw a tractor trailer veer off the road and burst into flames. So instead of, you know, keeping to make time with his family on this trip to Disneyland, he pulled over, hopped a guardrail, jumped a fence, and yanked the driver out before the flames got to her because this truck was full of paper towel. Fire spread pretty quickly.
Oh, wow.
In addition to winning the respect of his family, who watched the whole thing unfold, Disneyland also named Bob an honorary citizen for the day, which doesn't get him anything, just the title. Give him some free tickets. Let him go to the front of the line. Are you kidding me?
Does that get him in the park or
no,
for nothing? Or
nothing.
No?
All he gets is the title.
Wow. How special. Back on September 28th, police in Ohio tried to pull over a 31-year-old man who just blown through a stop sign after leaving McDonald's at 1 a.m. Sped off. High-speed chase. Police finally pulled him over. Actually, it was a pretty short high-speed chase. They asked him why he didn't stop right away. He wanted to finish his Big Mac.
Well, they probably wouldn't let him finish it otherwise. And Big Macs, you know, you buy them, you want to eat them.
More three times than the legal limit. No, he should not have been drinking and driving. Your stack of leftovers this morning is being brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.